The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Alicia, prayer, le katema, le kaskopa, ale, magoze, maliga, ale, kashkepa, ale. We give a praise, we thank you, Jesus. We are here before you, Lord. We are here before you. We come before you. We come before you. Skipa Ali. Manzimale Kaskipa Ali. Lord, we come before you. We ask that you speak to us. We ask that you speak to us. Bring life. Bring understanding. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Let life flow. Let eyes be open. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. John chapter 8. Let me read from verse 48. Then answered the Jew and said unto him, say we not where that thou art a Samaritan and as a devil? Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you do dishonor me. And I seek not my own glory. Yes, one that seeketh and judgeth. 51. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my say, he shall never see death. This this verse. Kai. Then said the Jews unto him, now we know that thou art the devil. You know, they have been talking about you have a devil. You don't have a devil. You know, throw one bomb. Abraham is dead and the prophet. And thou said, if a man keep my say, he shall never taste of death. 53. And thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophet are dead, who makest thou thyself? Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom you say that he is your God. What I'm reading now should not be new to you because you have read it. Say amen. Amen. Go back to that verse 51. We just want to interact, then we just be good. Just to prepare our heart for what is coming in the evening. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Say amen. Amen. Kai. What's the theme of convention? The great physicians of the heaven. So it means that we are expecting healings, right? We are expecting healings. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. So it makes that Jesus has a saying that can stop you from dying. This is the gospel. Hey, if you don't understand this, this is gospel. You know, there was a time Jesus was talking to this woman when Lazarus died. Give me that place. When you read some verses in, especially in gospel, Jesus will make some statement, every statement. That's why he can't just be, Jesus can never be one of the religious leader. Can never. Because some of the things he says, no, an ordinary man can't utter it. An ordinary man can't utter it. There was a time they sent some military men to go and arrest him. They came back. They asked him, ah, where is the man we asked you to go and arrest? Said, that man, nobody ever speak like him. Nobody speak like this man. That's John chapter 11, Wabi. Go to verse 24. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. You know when Jesus said, your brother will rise again? Martha now said, I know. Why? Because Jesus has taught them about resurrection. How the dead shall rise. You understand? Jesus has taught them because they have learned of Jesus. Then when Jesus now say, your brother will rise again. Martha said, I know. I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Verse 25. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. You know, Martha was thinking last days. Jesus now say, I am the resurrection. So I am resurrection. I am life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. He that believeth in me. You know, Jesus said, he that whosoever keepeth my saying shall not see death. Say, amen. I am the resurrection and the life. So it means that there's a resurrection beyond just taking body back. Say, amen. Do you get what I'm trying to say? I just want us to interact on some things, then we just be going. You know, Jesus has taught about resurrection. I know you believe there's a resurrection at the last day. I'm talking about the taking back bodies. You understand? Because all the dead in the dust will take their body back. And it's also resurrection. Say amen. So there's a resurrection at the last day. Say amen. But there's a resurrection beyond just taking body back. You understand, sinner? So there's a resurrection that is a being. Say amen. Amen. So beyond just taking body back, resurrection can be a life. Can I get what I'm saying? Jesus said, I am the resurrection. Do you understand? There's an event that is also resurrection. Do you understand? There's a resurrection event. Do you understand? I'm talking about when at the last trump. Do you understand? When all the dead in the grave will take their body. You know, it's an event, right? So, but apart from that, you understand? Actually, even before that, resurrection is first of all a being. You understand, sir? So it means that, so that resurrection is a state, actually, of a being. You understand, sir? So, apart from event, you understand? So, now, in fact, what will make the event to happen is because there's a being that has that thing. Say, hey, I don't know if you get what I'm saying. A being has resurrection. Do you understand? So, now, it is from that being. For instance, when you say that the last trump, I didn't know that trump is a trump of God. Say amen. There's a place in Philippians that talks about who shall raise our vile body. Right? Philippians, right? Give me the place. I just want to create a premise for what will be spoken about in convention. Read 20. Give me verse 20. Read, everybody. For our what? Our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior. We look for the Savior. So our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior. The Savior is from where? From heaven. So it means that the Savior is in heaven, right? Say amen. Can you say amen? So if we look for the Savior, if our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, we look for the Savior who is in heaven. You understand? The Savior is in heaven. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior. Verse 21 now. Verse 21. Read, everybody. Who shall what? Change our vile body. So it means that when you say that trump, that we change body. You understand? So actually, that sound is going to come from our Savior who is in heaven. Who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. So it means that nobody can change his body, his vile body. It's only Jesus that can change body. Resurrection is the working of the Savior. Is Jesus walking? Nobody can change his body. It must be Jesus. So it means that Jesus has resurrection in him. Jesus has the thing in him. Say amen. Even those who are in the grave, it will be sad from Jesus that will raise them back. Do you understand? Because that trump is not like Sasso. It's a sound from a bee. Do you understand? Because it's a trumpet. Trumpet is not like when they take a saxophone. No. Trumpet, the trump is in a bee. It's a nature of a bee. So what we rest body back is a sound from a bee. Do you understand? Actually, there's a trumpet in that. So Jesus has a trump in him. So when the trump sound is actually a sound of resurrection power that will rejuvenate dead bodies. You understand? Is a sound of power. So I'm just trying to say that resurrection is first of all a nature in a being. You understand? So, because it's a nature in a being, is what we bring about the event. There won't be the event if a being does not have that thing. It's because a being has it. That's why everybody can partake of it. Say amen. Together now? Say amen. Say, we shall raise our vile body. Go back to where we are coming from. Go back to that John, that Lazarus, the story of Lazarus. No, we are coming from verse 24, right? Verse 24. Martha said unto, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Verse 25. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yes, shall he live. Verse 26, 26. Now, see something. And whosoever liveth. See, this man is not dead now. He's living. And believeth in me shall never die. You know, say, believeth thou this? Shall never die. So it means that I will inject him with resurrection power. His immunity against death. So it means that. Now the dead, you know, there are some things Jesus says that people don't understand. Death
was talking about death that is beyond just leaving the body. You understand? There's a death that is beyond just leaving the body. Now to tell you that resurrection is not just for body alone. No. Resurrection is not just for body alone. It's not just for body alone. The real resurrection should take place first in the soul. The real resurrection. Why? Death moves from soul to body. The real death comes from the soul. You know, death started from the spirit. They move to the soul. You know, through one man, sin entered the world. Then when sin came, death came. Romans chapter 5, right? From verse 12. Read, everybody. Wherefore, as by what? As by one man, sin entered the world. And death by sin. So death came by sin. And so death passed upon all men. Death passed. So when sin came, you know, the spirit died first. Say amen. Then death moved to the soul. The souls began to die. Now, the last to partake of death is the body. Do you see that now? So, if you are talking about resurrection, you know, the first to experience resurrection is the spirit. So, you know, the day you confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior, bam, your spirit rests back to life. The spirit partook of resurrection immediately. Say amen. You can see that resurrection is the real program. What is that? Is actually everything is resurrection. Oh my God. Everything is resurrection. Everything is resurrection. So you can see, you know, Jesus said that I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. But you won't have life, sir, if you don't partake of resurrection. That's why you don't say unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. I say, the life. I am the resurrection, the life. You need to partake of resurrection first before you can live the life. You won't live the life if you have not been raised from the dead. Dead man don't live. Have you ever seen dead man living before? Dead man don't live. Only the living shall praise the Lord. Abi? Say amen. So you can see the whole program is resurrection, actually. Is resurrection. No wonder Jesus said, go back to that John 8. John 8. Okay, yes, 51. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Then it means that if this man will never see death, it means that that say he are the code of resurrection. So it means that. So once the saying enter you and you keep it, the saying arrest death. That's what it does now. So it means that that say we arrest death. You know, where is it? For instance, you know, immediately you finish cooking food. Once you finish cooking the food, you put it down from the fire and serve the food. Do you know process of death has begun? Immediately. Say amen. Immediately you serve the food. If the food is still on the fire, do you understand? Death process has not been activated. Do you understand? Because of the fire will arrest the death process. Is the reason why if you leave the food on the fire, you understand, sinner? If there's something you can do to the food, you understand? If there's something you can do that can make the food to stay on the fire and not burn, that food will stay there for forever and it won't decay. Do you understand, sinner? The food will remain like that. It's not because decay process cannot set in. It's because the fire has arrested decay. But immediately you bring it down from the fire and allow it to cool down, immediately decay process has started. You understand? That's why if you cover it there and leave the food like that till the next day, it will start smelling bad. Immediately decay has started. You understand? Say amen. Once you leave a region, once you leave the region of life, you don't need to invite death. Process of death has begun. Death is activated immediately. Say amen. And that's why even they didn't hear that fruit. Death process was activated immediately. Then people started dying. Amen. Why? Somebody activated it. You know, before, they didn't know anything called death. Death was alien to them. They didn't know. But immediately they activated it. Death began. So, if this say, if a man keep my say, he shall never see death. It means that that saying have code of resurrection. So if they say enter you, it arrested. You understand? It's not that you don't have tendency to die. It's that that saying is an immunity against death. It arrests death. It won't allow you to go bad. You see that now? Now, what Jesus was called death here is going bad. You understand? Now, another way of saying this thing is that if a man keep my say, he shall never go bad. That's the meaning. You understand? It shall never be worse. It shall never get worse. That's the meaning. Or it shall never go bad. It shall never die. Amen. So there's a saying that can make man not to go bad. You get it now? That can arrest going bad. So once you keep the saying, you stop going bad. Instead, you start getting better. Hey, say amen. Amen. That's gospel. Gospel arrest going bad. That's why, you know, he told Martha, right? That, give me that place. John chapter, give me, thank you. And you don't say unto her, I am the resurrection. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, the another word for though he were dead is that though he has gone bad, you understand, yet shall he live. Though he has gone bad. An example of this, there's a man that fits the scripture, is Paul of Saul of Tarsus. You know, so has really gone bad. Say amen. He has really gone bad. Yet he what? He lived. Right, he lived, right? He lived. I like the gospel. See, I like the gospel. Gospel is an antidote. It's an antidote. Gospel can arrest going bad. You won't go bad. You will be getting better. Say amen. And that's why since I've met the gospel, things have not been going bad. You understand? Things have been getting better. I'm not just talking about the natural. Say amen. And that's why if you are a Christian and you are getting worse, hey, you go and check it. Oh. If you are a Christian and you are getting worse, in all aspect of life, you should not be getting worse. If you're a Christian, you are getting worse. I'm talking about in all facet. Do you understand, sir? A Christian should not be getting worse. Things should not be going bad. Do you understand, sir? No. Your prayer life is going bad. Everything going bad. Do you understand? Even attitude is getting worse. You understand? You are not getting better. Relationship wise, you are getting worse. Something is wrong. It's not Jesus you are following. I'm telling you the truth. It's not Jesus. No, you can't be following Jesus and things will be getting bad. No. Gospel of Christ is an antidote. It arrests going bad. That's what it does. It arrests things going bad. So when you meet the true gospel, things adjust and start getting better. It doesn't go bad. Except you have not met Christ. You understand? And that's why examine yourself whether you are still in the faith. You know, there are many things to check to be sure I'm still in the faith. Because you may be out of faith and you don't know. Say amen. Imagine you kid that somebody can even be with Jesus. Yet this is going bad. Judas Iscariot, he was with Jesus. He was stealing the more. I'm talking about somebody living with Jesus in the same house. Yet was going bad. Going bad. Somebody living with Jesus. So you know when they were, even why they were, at times, maybe when they were sleeping, I know they will have been there. He put his leg, mistakenly put his leg on Jesus. Put his hand on Jesus. Because all of them, they used to sleep together. A man following Jesus up and down saw Jesus face to face, yet still what went bad. Saw Jesus face to face. If somebody like that can still go bad, you understand? So it means somebody can be in church and still be going bad. Those who preach one service forever safe, they don't have accurate understanding of what they were talking about. Say amen. So, Jesus Christ has resurrection power that arrests going bad. Do you understand? If truly you have met him, and that's why I said, ye have not so learned Christ. If truly you have, you understand? Give me that place. Ephesians, right? If truly you have been taught of him, but ye have not so learned Christ. Verse 21. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. So if truly you have been taught by him, you understand? So you should not be going bad if truly you have been taught by him. So it may be that maybe you assume you have been taught by him and you have not been taught by him. You should not be getting worse. That's gospel. Say amen. And that's why you have been with Christ for 5 years. You check your relationship with people, you check your behavior. You check the way you speak. Do you understand? You discover that things are getting worse. There's no improvement. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. You are not living. You are dying. Death is getting worse. That's the meaning of death. When you say somebody is dying, is that person is getting, you are decaying in the spirit. Decaying is that you are getting worse. You are not getting better. That's decay. That's what is called death. Say amen. And it is that journey that pushed death to the body. It's because man started getting bad. That's what made death to get to the body. Man was not created to fall and be buried. Man was not created for that. It's over time of decay that moved death to the body. And that's why you imagine Methuselah live up to 1,000 years. A man live up to 1,000. The Bible says when Noah was 500 years, he was still able to beget. Imagine 500 years was still able to impregnate a woman and still beget. 500 years. 500 years. After Noah left the garden, Noah was still able, Adam was still able to live up to 900 years. A man, live up to 900 years. They live 700 years, 500, 600 years. Say, amen. You can see. But now, if you see 120 safe, you will be thanking God. You see the effect of death, effect of decaying, what decaying has caused, move death to man's body. Then man's body started falling off. Say amen. Go back to that John. If a man keep my saying, verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. He's so emphatic. If you can believe it, hey, he shall never. So if you are still seeing death, it's because you are not keeping the saying, right? Because you are not keeping the saying. So if you keep, that's why if a man, if a man, if a man, you know it's conditional, right? If a man keep my saying, he didn't say anybody who follow me. You can be following him and not be keeping his saying. So if a man can keep my saying, he shall never see death. So the saying has the power to arrest death. So his saying is a power to arrest them. Now, Convention 2026, we are going to hear many, many sayings. You see, all these sayings, they are called of resurrection to arrest death. If you can hold it with your heart and keep it with your heart, it will stop you from perishing. It will stop you from going bad. You start getting better. You won't go bad. Say amen. We need to understand death. Some of us, the challenge we have is that we don't understand death. You don't understand. That's why you are dying and you are not so concerned. You understand? Say amen. You know you can be dying and you are not concerned. Ko kai lara. Onku ko de kai lara. Why? Because you don't understand that. Say amen. If you see somebody who died now, physical death too. You know, there's a way you feel sorry. Ha! How do you cool? How do you cool? In fact, you can be crying. But there are many people working who are dying. But because people are, they don't understand that. They don't understand. Nobody pity them. Even the one who is dying is not even pitying himself. Say amen. He's not seen anything there. If you understand what it means to really die, anytime you do something wrong, there's a way you'll be crying because you know that it will gender towards death. That's why the soul that sinned shall die. You can see? Anytime you sin, you die. You lose life. You won't just open your mouth and be talking anyhow. Say amen. You know that anything you do wrong, you are losing life. But some people don't care about life. Anytime you do something wrong, anytime you open your mouth and talk nonsense, you lose life. That's why people bear pain. Who endure? You think they are stupid. It's because they care about life. That's why they are endure. Some people endure chastisement. Some people endure rebuke. Some people obey. Some people submit. They are not stupid, sir. It's because they care so much about life. They don't want to lose life. But people don't care about life. They lose life anyhow. They don't care. They don't even understand life, sir. Say amen. If a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. He shall never. He shall never see death. So if you are in church and you are still seeing death, it's because you are not keeping his saying. You are not keeping his saying. So we are going to convention. And many sayings will come. So please, I enjoy you to keep saying. Say amen. Amen. hold commandment with your life. Hold it. Let your life depend on it. You understand? Let your life depend on commandment. You know, some of us, we don't take commandment serious. Even anything, even commandment from church, go, you won't take it serious. Because you don't know what that thing is doing to you. You don't know. If a commandment comes from church and you are disobeying it, how will you obey God? Say amen. Amen. You don't get what I'm saying. Commandment come from church and you are disobeying it. If God speaks to you, how will you obey God? If you cannot obey church commandment, you can never obey God. You can never. Forget it. You can never. So even if Jesus come down and tell you to do something, you won't do it. So many sayings will come this week. I want us to hold it and be serious with it. Know that your life depends on them. Do you understand what I'm saying? You need them to live. I don't want to die. Say, I don't want to die. Or how many of you want to die? Me, I don't want to die. I want to live. And that's why every day I race to live. Why? Because I want to live. I want to live. I check myself every day. Because I don't want to die. I don't want to die. I want to live. I don't want to die. Now, let me read the last scripture. Philippians. Give me where Paul was talking about. I press. I want to know Christ. Now, Philippians chapter 3, right? Philippians chapter 3. Just short message. Philippians, not verse 14. Go to verse 8. Let's start from verse 8. Let's see what is in verse 8. Can you read? Read, everybody. Yes, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and who count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Verse 9. And be found in him, not having what? My righteousness, wages of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness, wages of faith of God by faith. Verse 10. That I may know him. You see that? And the power. So, see, power of his resurrection. And the fellowship of his suffering. Being made conformable unto his death. Verse 11. If by any means. By any means. I might attain. Unto what? The resurrection of the. This is a full blown life. A man who has swallowed death completely. Fully alive. Because if I might attain. So it's a race to attain. Say amen. Amen. Somebody get what I'm saying? Yes, it's a race to attain. Because that is not a child play, man. To conquer debt that is in your soul. Even you don't know the amount of debt in you. You must race. Race. Knowing that somebody is running after you. Do you understand? Because whether you like it or not, you believe it or not, death is running after you. Death is running to catch up with you. If by any means, it means that, you know, to say by any means, I might attain by any. So it means that you can see this man's trying to struggle to attain. Because he said, if by any means, so it's a fight to attain. Unto the resurrection of the dead. Nobody, see, serving God is not by your gentle and pele pele. By your gentle and your pele pele, you won't go far. That's the truth. Go and read about the fathers of faith. Do you understand? Sir? Nobody serve God in their convenience. You want to be doing things when things is convenient for you. when you are okay to do it, when you feel like it, you are not going to go far. The race is not for people like that. You understand? Say amen. Amen. The race is for people who can press. You understand? Now you see Paul here. Give me, read down. Let me read down quickly. Not as though I had already attained. You see that now? Not as though. When you say not as though, it means that if you see me now, I'm not behaving like somebody who has attained. Either we're already perfect, but I follow after. How do you follow after something? If that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Verse 13, quickly, fast. Brethren, I cannot myself to have apprehended. Do you see that? But this one thing I do. Say this one thing. Forgetting those things which are behind. Why? Because if you didn't forget the past glory, you won't press for future glory. And reaching forth. Say reaching forth. How do you reach forth? Unto those things which are before. Verse 14. I press towards the mark. You don't press by. You know when you say you press for something. How do you press? Is it by pele pele? No, you don't. You press hard. I press towards the mark for the price of the high calling of God. High calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now, this high calling of God is the resurrection of the dead, that I might swallow all death that is in me. Why? What is dragging you down, self, is the death that is in you. Do you understand, self? What is not making you to run is the death. It means that you are heavy. Do you understand, self? You have a pile up of death in you. Do you see that? Say Christian journey. Is what people can press. Is what people can press. No, you call it ereje igbagbo. Ereje. That's what we ereje. Ji won ma rerin ni won bi awon to nsareje. They used to laugh. No ban say won ma rerin they will be gisting. No. If our Paul say in a race all run around, only one take the prize. Happy. Give me that place. That's 2 Corinthians, right? Read, everybody. Can you read this? Know ye not that they which run in a race run whole. But what? But one receiveth the prize. I mean, you see many people run. They will run with their blood new. Only one will still take the prize. So run. That ye may obtain. He didn't say so run. That ye may shall get to the end. That ye may obtain. Because that you get to the end of stormy, you can obtain. Say amen. Get it to the end of the what? Of the race. Does not mean you will obtain. Abi. If some people will get there, they will put them at the back. Why? Because why they are on the race? You understand? They have already violated the order. So run! That he may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery. Say mastery. You can see every man that striveth. It is every man that is playing for the mastery. Nobody play for mastery. If you want to attain mastery, you strive for mastery. You don't play to get to mastery. You strive for mastery. He's temperate in all things. When you say temperate, so it means that he can't be doing all things. You are striving for mastery. You can't be doing. There are some food you won't eat. You can't be doing everything everybody is doing. Why? Your eyes is on mastery. Now, they do it to obtain a corruptible crown. You see that now. But we are incorruptible. Now, if earthly athletes can be like that, now what about heavenly race? You are not thinking it. You think it's by Jelenke doing things when you like. You will now win the crown. You deceive yourself. That's the truth, though. Nobody attain mastery by doing things the way you want. People who attain mastery, they go by the rule of it. They don't do things the way they want. If you want to do things the way you want, you will sit down in your house. You can't attain mastery. I'm talking about earthly athletics. So if earthly thing can be like that, you don't know the earthly thing at times is a shadow of the heavenly things. You understand? Why? Because the one who is behind everything you are seeing on earth has been in heaven before. You understand? So everything he's doing on earth is just a copy of what is in heaven. Say amen. Is a copy of what is in heaven. So if earthly thing can be like that, what about heavenly things? You see, Paul said, I press to tell you, even with the pressing, I beat myself, put it under subjection. I still check myself, lest after I have run, I will not be disqualified. Because after you have done all to stand, you can still be a castaway. You see that now? You still say that. A man who is pressing, he is still checking himself to be sure he has not violated the other. See, man, I don't know the way some people see this thing. No? Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't know. Christianity is not the way you want to. There's a rule of the game. Do you understand what I'm saying? And the rule of the game is that you are going to lay down your life. That's the rule of the game. You can't love your life and want to attain mastery. The two are not compatible. Do you understand what I'm saying? Actually, the real enemy of this journey is a man's life. It will drag you down for a long time. You won't get to what God has for you. You won't. You don't know destiny. You have a destiny in God. You're not thinking you have a destiny in God. So there's where you should be in God. But your life will drag you down for a long time. Why? Because you love your life too much. You have married your life. You don't want to let go. It will drag you down for a long time. What is the rule of the game? The rule of the game is that's why if anyone wants to follow me, let him deny himself. That's the rule of the game. If you cannot deny yourself, you can't follow him. It will drag your life will drag you down for it. You won't attain where you should attain in God. You will just be taking back seat. You will be behind. You will be behind. Meanwhile, you have a destiny in God. But because you can't let go of your life, you will be taken back. It will drag you down. You won't run the way you should run. You will be too heavy to run. Say amen. So as we get going to convention, so let's get ready. Prepare your mind. Be ready to take commandment. You understand, sir? Commandment for life. And be ready to live by commandment. Don't just hear say, keep says. And to says. Say amen. Any commandment you know, but you don't do, the commandment does not profit you. When you hear commandment, you do commandment. You do commandment against your own life. You understand? Because some commandment you will do there, it will be to your heart. No commandment is palatable at first. It's as you do it, it become palatable. You understand? If you don't want to inconvenience yourself, you can't obey commandment. You can't. Everybody who obey commandment, they inconvenience themselves. Say amen. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So as commandment come, let's obey them. Now, the more you keep commandment, the more you become matured. What grew people is commandment. As you obey, you grow. You become matured. You no longer behave like a child, like a baby. Can we rise up as we pray? Kashimali. Zoligati Capriale Kase. Maje, maze, maze. Can you pray? Can you pray? Convention start today. Can you pray? Can you pray for blessing? This commandment, I will be blessed. I'll be tremendously blessed in the name of Jesus. The blessing of the Lord will come upon me. The blessing of the Lord will reach me. Those who are in Lagos, they will not be more blessed than me. My heart is prepared. My heart is made ready in the name of Jesus. Can you pray? Aliga kase kate jebreale kaskopa magozemale lebrealega Egoze mateka ale kashkepa legale kaskopalia zobriale kate makapali lebrekatokapa legale gali shabrekate makwasapa ale kaskopa lebrekate. Can you pray? Can you pray? Can you pray? This 1 week will not be a waste. Somebody pray. This 1 week will not be a waste. Blessing will come upon me. Blessing will reach me. From Lagos, it will flow to me here in Oshogbo. In the name of Jesus. All the blessing that will be coming from the mouth of your servant. Especially that the kind of goke, mommy Ellen, you go get the Reverend Busu, your body. We pray God, let the blessing reach me. In the name of Jesus.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 at DME College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.